Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 32792.
Okay, thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Michael Van.
Okay, Mr. Van, would you verify your mailing address, please?
Yes, 2336 Sun Valley Circle, Winter Park, Florida, 32792.
Thank you. Okay, I see on your account you have the top cosmic scope. These are like military-style monoculars or telescopes. I see that the product was delivered today, so how can I help you?
Yes, it was delivered today, but it's two phone holders missing. And I just noticed that I could have bought the whole set for $33 on Amazon.
Okay.
And so unless I, you guys, because I told the lady, you know, I need all three of them, the phone holder, and they just send me one. So.
Okay. On this order, on this order, I see you have three scopes, one phone clip.
It was three phone clips.
Three okay. phone clips. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me.
I only got one.
Okay.
The lady says, don't worry about it. It's all taken care of.
Okay, let's see here. One moment.
Let's go on HD. Waterproof Zoom.
Okay. I do see a note on the count like you were trying to order or add two phone clips, and she did send in a request to our administrative staff to do that on April 29th. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, I believe those phone clips are going to be sent separately, but what I'm going to do is notate the account and submit another note over to the administrative staff so that they will notify you when those clips will ship. And we have
right,
Michael Van and the number one at AOL.com.
Yes.
So it looks
like. So you guys
like,
not going to double charge me because I'm going to send this back if I mean.
Right. No, I'm not going to. You won't be charged. I'm going to put a note on the administrative staff site so that they can look into it without me entering in anything else in the system.
Okay. So they're going to ship me two more phone holders.
Well, according to what I see here.
The system is nothing.
Okay. Well, according to what I see here, you called in or they made a notation on the account on the 29th of April that they were trying to add the additional phone clips.
Right.
I believe it's going to, let's see here. Let me see what this tracking number does. So I believe that it was ordered separately because I think you called in on two different days about the additional phone clip.
Yeah, but it was coming in two different days, came together. Only one was sent, what I'm saying.
Right, I understand. So I'm thinking that the additional two phone clips, they're going to be sent separately because they were, I guess you noticed
right.
it maybe the next day,
okay.
maybe?
So. If you are thinking you don't see it on the screen, then I'm not getting it.
Well, I see whether...
With all due respect, I don't want you to think. I want you to tell me whether, yes, I will receive it because if I have to call again to ask why I've not received it, my next call is going to be, tell me how can I send these items back because I'm looking here. I can get the same exact thing with a tripod, with the phone holder
yes,
for $24.99.
Well, I just mentioned I was thinking because I'm looking at the account. They did request everything. So the only thing I can do at this point is send a request over to our administrative staff so they can look into your order. Apologies for speculating, but I will send the request over to them so they can take a look and to see where your two additional phone clips are that you requested on the 29th of April. Okay. And they will either email you or give you a call. But I do see where you did request them on April 29th. In my position, I can't see any further. I'd have to send it over to a supervisor or administrative staff, and that's our procedure here. We have to send it up to an administrative staff member to look into where the phone clips are, the two extra ones that you submitted or you requested.
Mm-hmm. Because now, if they're going to charge me for all this, it's going to cost me $45 a piece. And that's not a good deal. And I'd rather cancel, send the items back, and I'll pay the shipping. I don't care at this point. It's just one of those bad services.
Well, if you would, I'm not sure this product, I understand that you may have seen something else additional. Of course, these products have been around a little while. They may be on sale at different companies. But you've ordered it from this particular company and it's already shipped to you. So, and I see that you did call looking for the additional clips. And at this point, the only thing I can do is send it in up to our administrative staff so they can check on it. Of course, so your account will not be charged again. I don't want to enter anything else on your account before I check with the administrative office.
How long before I know that the two other ones being shipped?
Well, actually, you can call back tomorrow morning if you'd like to check on it. I would say call back around midday. I'm going to send the information in for them to
look into your
account.
How about you put a note? No. I have better things to do to chase for two phone clips.
Yes, sir, but they're going to...
put a request to email the client.
Yes, sir. That is a part of the process as well. They have your email address on file, michaelvan1@aol.com, and we have your phone number and all of your information. So, yes, sir. I plan to notate that on the form as well, but if they have not called before you, if you think about it, if you want to call back, we're here 24/7 to assist you.
Very good. Okay. I appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome, Mr. Van, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.